don't know what's wrong with this pulpit. It makes your heart beat twice as fast, and you forget everything you were just thinking. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you all for coming out to my farewell. I know some of you had to drive pretty far, and I know how hard that was, because I live like 30 seconds away, and I barely showed up on time. So, I am so glad to see all of you here. Everyone here has had such a big impact in my life, whether you know it or not. I would like to give a shout out to all of you in this talk, but that would probably take all day, but the day literally just started. There's one person, aside from my family, that has played the biggest role in getting me on a mission, and that's the man sitting behind me. That's right, Bishop Peterson. He is such an amazing bishop. He is just an amazing person, and he's been my bishop, and more than my bishop, he's been my friend. We joke around with each other, and he makes fun of my hair sometimes, and but we have good fun, and he always wants the best for me, and it's been so great to have that relationship. The next person I'd like to give a shout out to is my big brother, Danny. I love you so much, man. You don't even realize how much I look up to you. You've always been my big bro, and you've always been there for me. I love you, dog. Next is my brother, Jackson. You're so awesome, dude. I love hanging out with you. I feel like I can talk to you about anything, and you're so smart, and you always give me such great advice. Next, I'd like to give a shout out to my two sister-in-laws, Cecilia and Kenzie. You guys are so awesome. I still can't figure out how my brothers managed to get such amazing wives. You guys are both such great mothers. I hope that one day, when I get married, my wife will be as amazing as you guys are. Next, I gotta give a shout out to my sister, Brenna. You're literally the GOAT. I'm so glad I have a sister like you. I love hanging out with you, I love jamming to music with you, and I love talking football with you. I love you so much. Next, I gotta give a shout out to my boy Carson. He's not here today because he's on his mission in Guatemala right now. But he's my brother that's closest in age to me. And because we were so close in age, we were in high school together, and growing up, we did a lot of stuff together. And we were literally best friends, and we had so much fun. Next is my dad. Dad, you have been such an amazing father all my life. You've been such a good example. You've shown me how to be a man, and you've shown me how strong and righteous man carries himself and how he acts. I look up to you, and I want to be like you. Last, but certainly not least, there's my mom. I love you so much. You are my world. You are my best friend. I love you more than you will ever know. Well, I should probably get to the talk now. I want to talk for a minute about repentance. Alma said that his people should preach nothing save over repentance. Nothing? Really? If that's the case, preaching my gospel has a lot of fluff. It's a contradiction. Usually when I find a contradiction, I know I'm either missing something obvious or I'm about to find something profound. Let's hope it's the second one. Someone told me that the prophet said they repent every day. I couldn't find the source on that, but I added it to my pile of contradictions that I needed to work out. We all need to repent, but what would a prophet need to repent for? So I asked my brother Danny, who is a bit of a freak with this kind of stuff, and he started throwing Latin and Hebrew at me, and I was like, hold on, I need to grab a pen. So it turns out in Hebrew, the word repentance is shuv, to turn. Turn from, turn to, return. So repent ye becomes turn ye from your wicked ways, and return to the Lord your God. This is what Hebrews understood repentance to be. a turning of your path to more fully face the Lord our God. A quote I really like is, it is better to be at the gates of hell looking up than to be at the gates of heaven looking down. It's about where we are facing. In the talk, Latter-day Saints Keep on Trying, Elder Rinlin said, a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying, keeps turning. So then this mess was translated into Greek. Christ may have actually used this translation. The word for repentance was expanded to metanoeo, two root words, meta meaning metamorphosis, nos meaning knowledge, breath, air. Repentance in this context means to have a change, a metamorphosis of thought, like a caterpillar changing into a butterfly. Our thoughts, our souls, the very air we breathe is changed forever. This is a beautiful concept. This is where we get to Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome translated the Bible from Greek to Latin. Saint Jerome sucks. I know nothing about him aside from the fact that he translated repentance to the word penitere. This is the root word for penalty, penal code, and punishment. Ancient Catholic priests did their best to adapt to this change and would heap punishments onto people to cleanse their sins. They would say things like, this man has suffered enough, he is forgiven. This is repentance done wrong. You can suffer a whole lot without ever turning from your sins or transforming into someone new. Jay Golden Kimball said, you could baptize a wicked man every minute and it wouldn't do him any good unless you keep him up. If I were the devil and I could corrupt one word, one concept of the gospel, it would be repentance. This beautiful concept that is shuv and metanoeo. Elder Rinlin said, as we change, we will find that God indeed cares a lot more about who we are and about who we are becoming than about who we once were. This brings me to a beautiful contradiction, one where God and Satan switch places. God says, I, the Lord, cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. It's pretty firm. Satan says, yeah, but it's not that big a deal. Don't cross the line, maybe just come a little closer. When we cross the lines, they switch places. Satan says, you dog, how could you even look at the Lord after what you've done? The Lord says, it's okay. Come this way. I already paid for this. Just come back. Unlike what St. Jerome thought, repentance is always a lifting of burdens. It is a process of aligning our soul with its creator. I love the song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. There's a particular line in this song that I love. It says, let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. I love this so much because heaven knows I'm not perfect. I wander sometimes, but I hope that God looks down on me and says, wow, this guy, he wanders, he gets knocked down, but he always gets back up. He always comes back to me. He never stays down and he never stays lost. And I hope that the devil looks at me and gets so mad because he might make me stumble here or there, but he will never knock me off the covenant path. And he will never make me doubt in the existence and power of the Almighty God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have seen too many miracles and blessings in my life to ever doubt the existence and power of God. I love him and I cannot wait to meet him one day. But until that day comes, I will do my best to do his work for the rest of my life, starting with the people in Querétaro, Mexico. And I would just like to bear my testimony that I know this church is true, and I know if we put forth the effort and give it our all, Jesus will make up the rest, and he will help us. And I'd like to say these things.